You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super-duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage!
Listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman, and this week got a very special guest. In case you don't know, I'm a diehard adopted New Orleanian. I've lived there off and on for a little less than 10 years, and today I'm honored to have New Orleans royalty in the studio, Big Frida.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so in case you don't know Big Frida is New Orleans bounce musician superstar. And straight out of the gate, Frida, can you explain to listeners that don't know or aren't familiar with bounce what it is?
Well, bounce music is an up-tempo, heavy bass, call-and-response type music. It definitely has a lot to deal with shaking the derriere and... It, you know, it's a culture that's been around over two decades in New Orleans, and I'm just a part of it that represents it.
It's amazing. You have to immediately go on iTunes and check out Big Frida because your music is phenomenal.
Thank you.
So, you know, at home, bounce is bounce, but there's this other term of recent called sissy bounce. You know, is there a difference between the two?
Well, there is no such thing called sissy bounce. That was just an article that was misled wrong. And it's actually called bounce music. We don't separate it at home in New Orleans. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's all bounce music. I am a gay artist who represent a part of the bounce music. And actually, when a reporter did the article, she titled it Sissy Rappers. And it just got a little bit screwed around, you know, for her titling it Sissy Rappers. And then they started calling it Sissy Bounce. But we don't separate it. It's all bounce music to us.
No, I'm glad you clarified that because I've met some people up here who call it sissy bounce. I'm like, no, it's bounce.
Yes.
So you've recently released two amazing videos for Y'all Get Back Now and Excuse.
Yes.
What have you been doing lately? Like, where have you traveled? What are you working on?
I just did another video last week. This is for the new song, Now Who's Mad? So I've been working on that. I've also been working on the album, which is coming really, really soon. Also been working on the Big Frida reality show.
That's what?
Yes. The reality show that's in the works is actually still being pitched to the different networks. But World of Wonder, the production company, they came down the weekend and they hung out with me and all of the bounce artists from New Orleans and got the sizzle together to shoot it to the different networks. So that's been very prosperous for us in New Orleans that, you know, they might see bounce music all over the world on TV.
Yeah. So what would this, what would this show be about?
Well, it's actually centered around me and about my life and about traveling and, you know, the culture of bounce music, but it has, you know, all the different characters, all of the different bounce artists from New Orleans who's going to be a part of it, like Katie Redd and Sissy Novi and Miss T and some of the producers and some of the DJs. And they're still putting it together. So we're going to see exactly which way and direction it's going to go in.
I'm so excited.
I am too.
So how did you get into music and then bounce growing up?
Well, bounce music, I always listened to it in New Orleans when I was a kid growing up and going to middle school and high school. I've always listened to it. It was the most exciting thing at the school dances that would get everybody crunked and, you know, have everybody dancing all over the walls and places. And how I got into it was my best friend, Katie Redd, who was the first transsexual male to come out with bounce music in New Orleans. I started backgrounding Katie for about a year and a half to 2 years. And then we decided to do the big Freddie K. Ready duo because, you know, I backgrounded her for like so long. And she was like, you should be on side of me on the stage instead of behind me. And we did that together. And then we started doing solo projects. And it just started happening from there. It's been going on for the last 13 years now.
Amazing. So, you know, you've got, you know, different themes in the songs that you do. Two of my favorites are Blame It, which on the alcohol, and then Gin in My System is my favorite song of all time. You know, seeing as you're from New Orleans, the cornerstone of cocktails, what do you like to drink when you're out and about?
I prefer to drink Nouveau.
Nouveau.
Yes, okay. Which is the pink champagne.
Yeah, like I've never
bubbly.
Tried that.
It's really good. I like Nouveau. I used to drink gin back then when I made Gin in My System. But now it's totally Nouveau.
What does that taste like? I actually have never tried it.
It's like a bubbly champagne. It's very sweet. It sneaks up on you. It kind of like takes you there, but like in a slow pace, and then it, you know, kind of like.
Yeah. It sets the party off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your hangover cure? Mine is coconut juice, but.
Mine is actually nothing, just going through it, just like rest. Mine is usually rest. I need some sleep to get all of that off for the night before.
Well, so when you're on tour, where are some of the favorite places that you love to tour and why?
Well, New York definitely is one of my most favorite places because I've been here the most. They know my music a whole lot. They're so amped and so ready every time that I come. Each time it gets better and better. Just last time when we was at the Brooklyn Bowl, 950 people came. And it's just so amazing where I started at from here in New York, like touring. And now, you know, like New York is the second city that I would say that's behind me the most right after New Orleans.
That's a really smart political answer, New York.
It really is, though. I mean, it's like they come to support me ever since I started when Butt Magazine brought me and Sissy Nobe a while back. They started to support me, and it's just been moving forward since then.
So when you go to write a song, what themes or like inspiration are you pulling? Like, how do you get to writing a song?
Well, it depends on what type of mode I'm in, or the situation or the space. But the songs usually come from just being very creative and what's around me and using my surroundings around me. I might just see somebody walking up the street and they might just give me a thought. And, you know, that thought may come into a whole hook and or a chorus or, you know, like Ass Everywhere was just simple. You know, I saw a DVD that said Ass Everywhere, which we don't have to explain what was on the DVD. But once I saw the DVD with Ass Everywhere on there, I was like, this can be a really good song. And I just started to come up with the concept of how I would say it. And it just goes from there. And I just started jotting down little things, you know, and putting a puzzle together.
Well, so, you know, Bounce has, you know, gained recent national attention in the past couple of years. And I've seen you perform in New York. I've seen you perform in New Orleans. What do you think is the difference in the audience and how they accept Bounce?
Well, only because, like, when you perform somewhere for the first time, it's received different. But the far as the energy and the love, I would say it's no different from New Orleans, you know, in New York. It's really not a big difference. The only difference I would say is that I usually have to teach a little bit more when I'm on the road. Versus at home, they know all of my material. They know every piece of word I've ever came out with. And, you know, on the road, people are just learning to, you know, learn my new stuff. And, you know, I'm getting them to get on board with me and teach them all of the things that I've taught the people in New Orleans. So that's the only real difference. But the party is definitely amped all the time. The energy in the room is, you know, just about the same at both places. And they're ready to party.
Yeah, because it's such a neighborhood, type of music, you reference so many different, you know, places within New Orleans that I'm always fascinated when I come to your shows outside of New Orleans and I see people responding to those specific call and responses in a different way. So it must be kind of, you know, interesting for you to see how that goes down.
Yeah, it definitely is very interesting. It trips me out most of the time when I come to a city and they already know the lyrics and the music, and like I'm trying to teach them Jen and my system and they already know it. They're saying it before I even spit it out, you know, and it's just getting more and more amazing every time I go somewhere.
When you go overseas, do you see, you know, there's some YouTube video of like a German girl doing bounce music. Have you seen that video? I think she's dancing to one of your songs, but it's really fascinating to see because she, you know, it's seeing it out of context. It's always amazing.
Yes, it is.
How people appropriate it. So when you're not rapping, you also have a company called Divas Creations. Are you still running that?
Yes, ma'am.
So let me back up for a minute. Big Frida is one of the hardest working people that I've ever come across. You work all of the time. And Divas Creations, well, why don't you explain what it is to people?
Well, the name of it is La Divas Creations.
La Divas, I'm sorry.
No problem. And it's a decorating company, and we decorate all type of events, birthday parties, weddings. We do funeral pieces. We do it all, homes, whatever the job calls for. That's what La Divas do. And we're the company that makes you say, wow, you know. we love to be very creative in party planning. And that's what I've been doing for like the last 10 years as well. And I'm known for that as well in New Orleans, and like being able to get a party together really quick and, you know, be very creative with it. And a lot of people tell me no one decorates like me. And, you know,
I've seen it.
It's very fun, though. It brings me to another place when I'm not rapping and when I'm not doing music, to still be creative and just let my mind go into a whole nother world of my own, you know. And it's such a joy to make other people happy as well, you know, with being creative and showing them the beauty of, you know, their party or whatever the event may be.
It's unbelievable. And we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more from Big Frida. We're going to play one of your songs. Y'all get back now.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hot, hot girl, let's go. Shake for the money. Bounce to the floor. Tune it up. Hot, hot girl, let's go. Y'all get back now. Y'all get back now. Y'all get back now. Y'all get back. Y'all get back. Y'all get back now. Y'all get back now. Tune it up. Hot, hot. Tune it up. Hot, hot. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back. Get back.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman. I've got New Orleans royalty Big Frida, the Queen Diva, on the show today. And that was the recent hit. Well, not a recent hit. Y'all Get Back Now, which I love. The video is recent, sort of from the spring,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Directed by the lovely Bob Weiss and Josh NT. And before the break, we were talking about a bunch of different things, about New Orleans bounce, what Frida's been doing. And we were most recently talking about La Divas Creations, which is Frida's party event planning company. I want to know, Frida, what do you think? Can you give people some tips or tools on like how to throw a party, you know, how to, whether it's decorating or, I don't know, just any kinds of tips that you think are essential?
The most essential tip is to plan ahead of time. to make sure that you plan the things ahead of time that you would like to see, that you would like to have at your party, and to make sure that there's enough funds to make all of these things happen. Party planning is very important to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And it will just turn out to be a very successful party if you plan it right, if you take your time and not rush it, and if you just like kind of write down everything that you want to do, and you know, as you go, you know, like have a checkoff list. Well, say I got this accomplished, I've got this accomplished, and when you get closer to the party, all of these things that you have to prepare or put together, and when the day of the party comes, everything runs smoothly. You know, a lot of people get frustrated and very upset the day of the party because everything is not going right, and they just feel like, you know, it's my birthday. Oh, why everything is not going right, and I want to cry. And I'm like, if you would have pre-planned this, you know, some of these things won't happen. Some of the little nicks and nats, and those are the most important things, just to plan ahead of time and just make sure all of the funds are there to do whatever you want to see happen.
Yeah, because whenever I throw a party, I feel like I'm always stressed out all the way through. I think throwing a party is kind of stressful.
It is very stressful. Because you want things a certain way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, until you get it that way, it will be very stressful.
Yeah. Have there been any, like, party mishaps in the past with your company when you know, maybe someone accidentally, like, smoked a cigarette and lit the room on fire, or is anything?
Oh, no. We don't play nothing like that. We take cigarette breaks outside. And we try to keep it very professional, and we try to make everything happened for the client. Yeah. If something goes wrong, I step in and we accommodate them any kind of way possible to make them happy, to make sure that, you know, this is their birthday or whatever the event may be. So we're going really hard to make sure that they're happy and we don't be the reason why they're crying in a bad way. We want them to cry, but in a good way, right, to say everything is beautiful.
Exactly. What do you have a website for the...
For the La Divas Creations, yeah. No, I don't actually have a website because it's just been so hard to create all of that. And if I put up the website, it would just overwhelm me with work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally. So I have a Facebook that they can link to go to it. And I also have tons of books that they can personally see if they, you know, hook up with me or link up with me to see all of the work I've done in the past years. And, you know, I've worked for the mayor of New Orleans. I've done all of the city stuff. I have all of that. So they can see a lot of the work and that I've done. I can show them, you know, versus them going to the website and see right. it.
And getting a billion hits.
Yeah.
So Rusty Laser, your DJ, has told me on many an occasion that you love to cook. I'm really curious to know, what do you like to cook when you're not on tour?
Any and everything.
Yeah.
Why I like to cook, because there's no way, there's nothing like preparing your own food. You know, you go to all these different restaurants, I'm touring to different city and different states. And when I get home, I just want to cook any and everything. My favorite is cabbage. I love to really? Eat cabbage. Yes. And I love to throw it out and cook cabbage with some good pickle meat in it and cornbread and some hot rice and, you know, that's my favorite meal. So
yeah.
Every time I'm getting back to New Orleans, I would love to eat cabbage. But my mom cooks for me any day given. And we eat a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Right before I left, she did a wonderful shrimp stew with all type of, you know, vegetables and stuff inside of it and hot rice. And it was just, oh, my God.
That sounds amazing.
It was.
Well, yeah, you're from the best food yes. city ever, so it makes sense. You know, speaking of which, you know, pre-Katrina versus today, do you think there's any foods that you think are missing from the New Orleans table, if you will, like that you saw before but maybe are no longer as present as previously? Or
well, I would say crawfish etouffee.
There's not a good spot for that.
Not anymore. There used to be Mike Anderson's, and it was very known for crawfish etouffee. And there's not too many of them. Actually, I don't know if there's any more in New Orleans, but like that was one of the places that I used to go eat at a lot and really enjoy. And it represents New Orleans and the flavor of New Orleans food. And I just haven't seen any since Katrina. So definitely I would say Crawfish Etouffee, Mike Anderson's is missing.
Are there any, this is a tough question. Are there any restaurants that you think are, or no, I'm sorry. What restaurants are you going to, if any, when you go home that you're like, something you can't get at home? Because, you know, New Orleans has the best home cooks. So sometimes the restaurant scene is, you know.
Well, usually it's not a restaurant. It's usually a corner store that has the good soul food, that has all the hot stuff that you want. You know, you can just go in and get it kind of buffet style. And it's always, you know, the corner stores that has all the good stuff.
Yeah. What's your favorite one?
I would say Manchu.
That's one of my favorites too. For Manchu, the yakimeen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fried chicken.
Yeah.
The little fried chicken with the shrimp fried rice.
Delicious.
Oh my God. Just
it's
amazing.
So, good. So, you know, so much has been happening in the art and music scene of New Orleans after Katrina. You know, it's just different than it was before. And what's your take on what's happening? And are there any projects or musicians or artists of any kind that you're excited about, besides yourself, of course, that you think are helping contribute to, I don't know, New Orleans culture?
Well, in that case, I feel like all of them are contributing because everybody is working in there's a lot of us who represents, you know, a lot of the music in New Orleans, and the music scene is really good right now in New Orleans because a lot of people are working really hard to keep getting the national publicity, and the whole city is behind me, you know, for as the bounce music and keep making it go further. And other artists are trying to make themselves go further and to keep getting exposure. So I'm excited for all of them, you know, and it's really exciting to be like on the forefront, in front of the line, to have an army behind you that's ready to rock and to ready to roll, you know, in all type of music, not just bounce music, but we have, you know, the second line bands and we have the jazz bands and, you know, like all of those people are ready at any given moment to rock and represent New Orleans, you know, on the music level.
Literally at any hour.
Any hour, yes.
A second line at 5 a.m. happens more than you would think, for sure.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we're going to have to wrap it up soon, but I just want to say that thank you so much for coming on the show and for contributing to the amazing city that is New Orleans. You really, you know, I'm just, every time I listen to you and I'm homesick, I feel so much better. If you don't have Frida's music, you can go to iTunes. I think Big Hits Volume 1 is on there. Is there any other album that's on iTunes at the moment? No. You can also check out Frida's website, bigfrida.com. And yeah, more from Big Frida, big things soon. Check out the reality show. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. I'm Helen Holliman. This is You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. Thanks to Roberta's Restaurant and the rest of the crew at Heritage Radio Network. Tune in next week. Take care.
You already know.
Some strawberry jam. I won't try broccoli because it's scary. Just give me some gold that's extraordinary. I want some ice cream with some cake. Something I know the chef can make. But I don't like too much jelly.
The following is a message from Nofa NY. Do you dig local food? Love organic farmers? Do you crave to be part of a growing movement of consumers concerned with the state of our nation's food system? Then sign up today to take the NOFA NY's Locavore Challenge this September. Join 5,000 other New York locavores that are hungry, active, and ready to change our food system. Learn more at www.nylocavorechallenge.com.